Hello and welcome to episode 7 of the Pop Buzz podcast, bringing you all the best from this week's new music and all that's been good on the internet. I am your host, James, a writer at Pop Buzz. Joining me as ever are the rest of the Pop Buzz team, looking sprightly, alive and very well refreshed in the corner. It's Katie. Say hello, Katie.
Hello, darlings.
Hello. Are you well?
Hi, yes.
Good, good.
You can't see me, but I'm wearing sunglasses.
Yeah, sunglasses indoors, like an absolute boss. And looking ropey and slightly worse for wear after the Blood Orange concert in good old London town last night. It's Woodrow White.
Hi.
Hello, Woody. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
Your eyes tell a different story.
Do you want my shades?
Yeah, I might need them, actually. Sorry about it.
Bless you. I'm sure you're going to be a ball of energy once we get going, especially as it's a big show today, guys, because later on you're going to hear our little chat and a little game with none other than Joe and Casper, your favourite YouTube pairing,
yes!
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God.
The boys are coming up a little bit later on, but first let's take a look at some of the big news stories in WTF News.
News, 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 news. What the f*** is happening in the news?
So I love this first news story. I absolutely love it. Big controversy on the site, but I'm so excited. Apple have announced that they have brought in some new tech where they are able to actually stop you filming at concerts. I'm so happy.
Scandalo!
Full on scandal. But I am so happy.
you're very happy that
I'm
this
very
is going
to
happen.
I am sick to death of having to stand there and, like, I don't mind someone taking a couple of Snapchats, right? That's fine. That's fine. That's expected, especially when they first come on stage. I get it. I've done it. I have stood behind someone too many times with a full iPad in the air for the entire show, with a full phone in the show for the entire show, and then, like, you know, doing like a 15-minute video, then quick Snapchat, then quick Insta, then back to film another 15-minute video. I get it. There's some kids at home who miss the concert. It's the price you pay, I'm afraid.
Do you remember when we saw the 1975 and that guy was just recording the whole show?
Really?
Yeah. I mean, like, he did not put his camera down. However, having said that, I do think this is really heavy-handed.
Yes.
To create technology that actually just stops your phone from working
is too much. What we have to remember is, obviously, this isn't going to come as standard. It'd be either artist request. I mean, sometimes, you know, we've seen bands in the past, they don't want their shows filmed, and this is a, you know, reasonable way they could actually go about it and ensure that doesn't happen. So that's kind of, you know, fair enough. Or if Apple are going to release a gig elsewhere, so you'd still be able to watch it online, but, you know, maybe not through this direct way.
One potential good thing from this could be the return of disposable cameras.
How good would that be?
Oh my God, I miss having physical photos.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Fun savers.
Little cheeky Polaroid, perhaps.
Yeah.
Like that.
Can you imagine?
I could see that.
Like, I'm on board with it, so long as that happens.
Okay, all right. We'll see how it goes. Anyway, we'll see how it goes. But obviously, a lot of people kicking off, they want to Snapchat their way through. Again, I get it, but maybe we should all just limit ourselves to 2-3 Snapchats tops. How about that?
It's agreeable.
Sound reasonable?
Maybe.
Yeah, but you're queen of Snapchat, Katie. You're just wanting to document the whole evening.
Listen, if I'm at the front at a gig, okay, I've done it before. I mean, Beyonce, I've got like videos of every song she sang on the Mrs. Carter tour. No regret.
But how many times have you watched those videos back?
A few.
All right, okay.
You're lying.
I mean, I want to preserve the memory, but I mean, I'd be more inclined to take more pictures if I was further back, because it does get on my nerves if there's people in front of me.
Yeah, fair enough.
Right at the front.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Split opinion. I respect that. Okay, well, another big news story that obviously broke recently. Lana Del Rey, a Pop Buzz favorite. The long-awaited video for Honeymoon leaked online, guys. Now, we weren't entirely sure why it got pulled originally. Lana kind of said something to the effect of, not much happened in it. Yeah. I'd argue otherwise. I've had a little watch. You know, she does a lot of her own makeup. Fine. There's a tiger.
Real-life tigers. And how could she say nothing happened?
Yeah, exactly. That is quite exciting. I would have thought. You know, this is the mad life that Lana Del Rey is secretly leading, that tigers are boring to her now. This is her celebrity lifestyle.
Happens.
So blasé.
Oh, got another tiger, guys.
God.
Did we all watch it, though? Because it was leaked. And I know that some people, looking at you, Woody, are not a fan of watching or listening to leaked material.
Yeah, I didn't watch it. I don't mean to come across as pious, and I totally understand why fans do listen and watch to leaked material. But I just kind of think if it's like the incomplete product, or it's not what they actually wanted, that must be mortifying for artists to have people basically see your demos or... So, and for everyone to judge that as well.
It's true.
And now, Katie, I know you disagree, but just just remember, remember what happened to Madonna. Remember what happened.
We're over it. Listen, Woody, if Frank Ocean's album dropped tomorrow, would you listen to it? I mean, like, leaked, not officially dropped.
It depends, because...
That's a yes.
That's the quickest turnaround I've ever seen.
No, it depends, because if it was the full final thing and he was like, yeah, actually it is, I'm going to release it tomorrow, then I might get in there early. Uh-huh. If it was, like, clearly just, like, a load of old demos, no, I wouldn't. I don't want my image of Frank ruined. Do you know, like, he's got...
What would the artist have to be like for you to actually listen to it? If Harry Styles dropped an album,
I think it would actually have to be someone I didn't care about.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Going the other way.
The same thing happened with Bjork and I didn't do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at you all controlled.
I know.
Look
what
at this.
Am I like?
I kind of respect it in a way. All right. Well, guys, I'm sure you have opinions on those stories. Let us know. Get on Twitter. It's at PopBuzz. Get on the Facebook page and tell us what you think about these stories. Do you want to keep filming at concerts? Do you think you should be allowed to listen to any leak that comes along? Let us know. Guys, we've got some very special guests with us today, all right? They're two of our favourite YouTubers. They're great separately. They're great together. They've just been doing a huge road trip across America with a new DVD coming out and a live tour later in the year. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for Joe and Casper, everybody. Here they are!
Hey!
There it is. It's getting wild. It's getting wild over there.
Wow.
How are you, boys? How are you feeling? How are you enjoying America, more importantly?
It's been incredible. I'm slightly sunburnt now, so I'm finding it hard to move. But...
Slightly? I've never seen you looking so much like a tomato.
It's a difficult thing. You know, I'm a ginger man myself. I sympathise with any kind of sunburn queries. It's a difficult, difficult thing. So tell me, you guys have been road tripping across the States. What is the most American thing you've seen so far? And interpret that any way you want.
I think some of the states you went to, just like the way they speak, is incredible. Like the fact that there was certain people that would speak, they'd say like a whole, like, I don't know, like a monologue or something. I just wouldn't understand a single word because it's so like southern, hard to explain.
And the cowboys we met were amazing and like classic American.
Yeah,
really like that, and they're really, really friendly. Most everyone was really friendly and outspoken. And
hang on, Casper, you gotta back up, man. You met some cowboys on the road.
That's real.
Let's
man
back
that's
up.
So real.
How did that come about?
It was like proper ones as well, like proper cowboys. Like their way of life is just cowboy.
Man, that is legit.
Dresses and cowboy hats.
I want to be a cowboy.
Yeah, clearly. Out on the range. Is that what we're talking here? Out on the actual range?
We're on the ranch, yeah.
No, on the ranch. I'm sorry. I've not been on American road trip, Casper. I'm so sorry.
Amateur.
I don't know. Clearly. Yeah, clearly, man. Well, here's the real question that you need to apply to any American road trip. What's the best food you have eaten so far? Come on.
I mean, I love pizza, and they have great pizza here.
Do you know what else is good? America do really good macaroni cheese.
Mm. I've heard that.
I've had that. Mm.
They do, yeah. I don't know where that's come from, but they just do great mac and cheese.
Nice.
Everything
nice.
Has cheese on it here.
And you say that like it's a bad thing. That is not a bad thing in the slightest.
It's a bad thing after, like, I've been here for over a month now, because before that I was on a book tour in the US, so it's, you know, it's going to my hips.
No, fair play. No bad thing. You've got to keep working that, mate.
So, guys, say you went on another road trip. Which other YouTuber would you take along with you and why? Would it be Ollie or not?
I don't... To be honest, I don't think I'd take another YouTuber. I'd just stick with Casper.
Oh, that's
lovely. Oh, that's cute, but it's lies.
It's like... Yeah, exactly.
I like that.
No, stop it.
He paid me to say that.
No, I would take a bunch. I would take about 10 more just to make it easier.
Exposed. I love it.
Wow,
love
dual
it.
Sides of the argument right there, clearly.
And guys, so you used to live together, but obviously you've got separate digs now. So what was the best and what were the worst things about living together?
I liked how much Joe made me laugh every day. I miss that. It's hard to make yourself laugh when you're living on your own.
Yeah.
I look in the mirror sometimes and pull faces, but I can't do it like Joe.
It's FaceTime, you know?
The worst thing was, like, I now I can leave my food out and I'm not worried about whether or not, like, I'm gonna make someone else have to deal with that. Now it's like just me. I know that I'm the only one who like has to deal with rubbish.
But to be fair, we were both very, very tidy.
I was afraid.
We got some other friends in Alice.
That's the way to deal with your housemates, isn't it? Just instill some fear into them and make sure you get a tidy flat right there. I respect that.
Yeah.
Well, boys, it's great to have you here. We're going to play a game with you in a little bit. Does that sound all right?
Yeah. Sounds good.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Good. All right. We'll be back shortly with more from Joe and Casper.
Yeehaw!
Yes.
Time for this week's edition of Is It a Banger? Now, you know how this works by now. Woody and Katie have both brought two tracks you can hear on Pop Buzz Radio. All they have to do is convince me that they have the biggest banger. Now, this week's theme, I'm about to go on holiday, guys. I'm going out stateside, my friend. I'm going out old Florida way. Hit a few beaches up. It's going to be nice. I'm so excited. No, it's going to be nice. So, I'm going off on holiday. What I want from you guys is some appropriate holiday tunes, some appropriate sunny tunes, but more importantly, a banger I can play while I am at baggage claim, a.k.a. a baggage claim banger.
Ladies, my favorite kind of banger.
The greatest type.
Top three favorite type of banger.
Top three.
It's important, this one. It's important. So no messing around. Baggage claim bangers. All right, Katie, coming to you first.
Okay.
What have you brought for me?
Right, I brought you the new song from Bastille.
Yay!
So everybody knows Bastille, right? Mm-hmm. If you don't, then I don't know what to say to you, to be honest.
Charming.
They're a great English indie band. They're a fail-safe, crowd-pleasing festival act who we all love. And they're back with their new song, Good Grief.
Yes! All right.
So this actually dropped a couple of weeks ago, but it's been growing on me. And I think it's going to be a big summer banger.
Okay.
So let's listen to it.
Picture you so easily, picture you so easily. What's going to be left of the world if you're not in it? What's going to be left of the world? Oh. Every minute and every hour, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you more. Every stumble and each misfire, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you. I think you're right when you say it's a grower as well. I didn't dislike it when I first heard it, but it didn't grab me as immediately as, say, Pompeii did off the first album.
Okay.
But this has really, really grown on me. A nice little bop there. Nice little bop.
Well, it's going to be the biggest song for your holiday.
Okay.
Let me tell you what.
Please justify.
So in terms of a holiday bop, it's kind of like the perfect song to underscore the image of you in like a waterfall in Thailand or something.
Ooh.
to go with your summer vlog that you're going to upload to YouTube is perfect. It's that sunny vibe, like, oh, let's all go traveling, yay. That's what it's all about. But it's funny you should mention baggage claim bangers, because there's like a direct reference in the song, if you listen carefully, to baggage claim.
Oh really?
And it's every second, every hour, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you more. Which is how I feel when the luggage is going around and my bag isn't there yet. And it's really stressful.
Wow.
If we get Dan in at any point, that's going to be the first question. Dan, thanks for coming, mate. You know, we're loving the new album. Now, let's talk baggage claim, because there's a clear influence.
I'm convinced.
What airport were you at when you wrote this song?
I like that. I like that a lot. All right, Woody, try and beat it. What have you brought for me this week?
Okay, this week we've got the return of Icona Pop.
Ooh, very nice.
With Louis the Child. So they are a producing duo from Chicago. Obviously, we know who Icona Pop is. I Love It was a massive tune. Mm. And we've been playing Someone Who Can Dance a lot on Pop Buzz Radio as well.
That's a great song.
I love that song. So yeah, this song is called Weekend. Let's give it a listen. Sometimes I'm my own worst enemy. All I got is some blurred out memories. Sometimes I'm my own worst enemy. Damn.
Song.
Big tune.
What do you think?
I like it. I like it a lot. I've been, like you say, I've been loving Icona Pop's more recent material. It's nice to see them back and on point. Hadn't heard of Louis the Child before this.
No, nor have I. They've kind of come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
But look, this song is your baggage claim.
Okay, banger. Tell me why. Tell me why.
Just imagine you've got off your favourite low-budget airline in Magaluf.
Oh, you know me so well.
You've already got a Long Island iced tea with tiny umbrellas in
it. Okay, you don't know me that well.
And you haven't even passed through passport control yet.
Where did you get it?
They just appear sometimes. It's like magic. And you're ready to live your new life as a sunburnt lady of leisure. Okay. And you need a song that's going to give you life. You need a song that says, I'm on holiday and I give zero F's right now. I'm just waiting for my luggage and I'm a free man.
Fair play.
I am free.
Right.
I will live my life how I want to. I will pick up my bags and go. And that's this song.
Right.
So claim your baggage and prance into your new future with Icona Pop and Louis the Child. Thank you very much.
It's a wonder they haven't got you to do voiceover for their like commercial spots on the telly yet.
I know, I keep waiting for the call.
Really? Prance into your future with Icona Pop. I think it works well. I think it's very nice. Both very, very well argued. I do particularly like the fact that Bastille were clearly inspired by the baggage claim area. However, nothing's going to top the idea of me getting a Long Island iced tea or similar beverage before I've even hit customs. So for that reason alone, I'm going to make Louis the Child and Icona Pop the baggage claim banger. Well done, Woody. Well, well put. Very well argued. But you can hear both those tunes and loads more great tunes on Pop Buzz Radio, guys. Just go on the website, pop-buzz.com, and click in the top right-hand corner.
Fanfic. I read your fanfic. Why are you so nasty?
You should delete yourself.
We are back on the Pop Buzz podcast. We are still joined by Joe and Casper, everybody. Yay! Here they are! Yes!
Hello.
Now, boys, we're going to play a game with you. This is a game we play a lot. It's called Name That Fanfic. Fic, all right? Here's how it's going to work, all right? We have three quotes from genuine pieces of Jasper fan fiction in front of us, all right? All we want to do is get you to say which one of you has said these quotes, all right? Okay, does that make sense? Are you kind of on board?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. I'm very up for this. So, okay, so this is all from a Tumblr called Strictly Jasper, and we are keeping it Strictly Jasper today. We are keeping it Strictly Jasper. So all I want to do is, yeah, we got these quotes. Just tell me, is it Joe saying it, or is it Casper saying it, all right? We can take answers from both of you as well. Bear in mind, it's a competition here, guys. This is going to get competitive. So, here's quote number one, all right? Ready?
Ready.
Okay. You should probably stop zoning out in meetings. Doesn't make us look very professional. You should probably stop zoning out in meetings. Doesn't make us look very professional. Right, who's saying that? Is it Joe or Casper? What do you think, guys?
Well, in real life...
Yeah, be you.
Really?
Yeah, because you're good at meetings. I'm terrible at meetings.
Oh, so that's me saying... Oh, yeah.
Who's saying it, boys?
I think they might think I'm more of a zoner.
Yeah, but in real life, he's not.
So maybe just let's try and win this. Can we work together?
All right, then, let's work together. What do you want to go for? Well, you think it's me, don't you? I think in this fan fiction, it'll be me.
You think it's Joe saying this? You think it's Joe calling out Casper for a lack of professionalism? Yeah. It's 1 point to you, boys. Well done. Yeah. Very well done. Yeah. Very well done, analyzed. And I also like the fact that you immediately stopped going against each other. Went, you know, let's go together. Let's promote teamwork.
Team up.
What a beautiful sentiment. What a beautiful sentiment.
All right, here we go. Number two. If you don't want me looking at you, then I won't. But I think that might make it sort of difficult to film collabs.
I think it's Casper.
Unless they're trying to trick us by doing two Joes in a row.
Don't call me out for tricking you. Come on now. Come on. We've got no tactics here.
Because of that, I'm actually going to part ways from my teammate and say it's...
You would work as a team.
Joe again.
So hang on. Casper, you're saying it is...
Joe.
You're saying it's Joe. Joe, you're saying it's Casper. Is that correct?
Yeah.
It's an extra point to Joe, my friends. It's an extra point to Joe. Sorry.
Here's the clincher. This is how you get it back.
Here we go.
Ready? I know it sounds really weird for a guy to say that to another guy, and it's really cheesy and lame, but I just can't think of any other words to describe you. Everything about you is just so wonderful and inspiring.
So which one are you saying that to whom? Come on. You're clearly both wonderful and inspiring, guys. No one's going to debate that.
I think it's Casper.
I think it's. I'm going to say it's me. Your vocabulary isn't that strong. You wouldn't say wonderful.
Okay, well, guys, it was Casper.
Oh. It was Casper. Casper's the winner.
Well done, Casper.
Well done, Casper. I think you.
Yeah. It would have made sense for you to have copied my answer each and every time from then on out because you were in the lead.
Yeah, but I'm not that clever.
Very well. I mean, it was a competitive game. I mean, the team was split apart immediately, as was my heart when that happened. It was a beautiful, beautiful moment. But yeah, that was Name That Fanfic. Boys, it's been an absolute delight. Best of luck with the DVD. You've got the tour coming as well, right, guys? Plug the tour. When are you going to be around?
Yeah, we do. We're doing the UK tour. To start with, and then we're off to Australia. And
starts on the 23rd of October in the UK.
Yeah, 23rd of October.
See, Casper's on.
Then, and then on Saturday, the 5th of November, we're off to Australia, and then we're off to New Zealand on the 10th of November.
Beautiful. Sounds good. Look after that, guys. Yeah, it's been wonderful talking to you, Joe and Casper. Everybody, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All the best, boys.
Love you. Bye.
Hey guys, are you enjoying this week's edition of the Pop Buzz podcast? I know you are. Maybe you want to catch up on all the previous episodes. We've had Dua Lipa live in the studio. We've chatted to Blink-182, as well as all the normal ridiculous games and shenanigans we get up to here. So you can find it obviously in the iTunes store, on Mixcloud, on Audio Boom, on TuneIn, and on SoundCloud, not to mention the Pop-Buzz website itself. We're everywhere. We're going global, guys. Check it out right now. Time for a game, guys. Time to play Beat the Hashtag. Here is how it's going to work. We have a couple of recent hashtags in front of us. All these guys have to do is contribute their own version of the hashtag and beat the ones we found on the internet. We're going to look at some internet faves as well, some of the ones we found in the social media world. So the first hashtag we've been looking at this week is hashtag say something honest. Hashtag say something honest. So an example, this is one of my favorites here. This is from a user called Chill versus Universe, and her hashtag say something honest was, I stood in my kitchen eating the skin of a roast chicken. This is why I'll never be beach body ready for summer. Yes, good girl. I respect that a great deal. I'm similarly not beach body ready, and I respect that. So guys, beat it. Say something honest. Hashtag say something honest. You got any faves as well? Katie, let's go to you first.
Okay.
What have you found?
I screamed when I saw this.
Okay.
So this is by Let Me Drown. There was a lot of numbers in there.
Okay.
So it was like L3, me 3, you know, but Let Me Drown.
Nice.
She wrote, I hate Stuart Little and I don't think he deserved 3 movies. Screaming!
Yes.
Oh, bless him! Poor little Stuart.
Poor little mouse.
Poor little CGI mouse, man.
It's funny because it's true.
Yeah, I mean, he did deserve... I'd argue he deserved 1 movie, maybe 1.5.
Oh, the first one was good.
First one was a classic, modern classic. All right, but beat it though, Kate. You got to beat it. Give me your own take on this. Hashtag say something honest.
So you want me to be completely honest?
Please do.
I think I should win this week. Woody's game has been abysmal and he's resorting to ludicrous tactics.
What? Wow. Like what?
You know.
I do not know.
Huge, huge
Chile,
frame.
I do not know.
Chile, I do not know what you're speaking of.
Shots fired in the studio. Shots fired. All right, Woody, let's come to you then. What have you found? Have you found any funny ones in hashtag say something honest?
Well, actually, I've come up with my own.
Oh, just right. Okay.
I'm one of those people who will divulge everything about themselves given half an opportunity.
Fair enough.
So this is, yeah, it's not good. So the first thing, I really like Akon. Like, I just like Akon, okay?
And I just... Okay.
Smack That, okay. Great song.
Smack That.
Sexy Bitch, great song.
Locked Up.
Don't Matter, great song. Locked Up, great song.
Locked Up, genuinely.
Oh, my
great
God.
Song.
So I just needed to put that out into the world.
Okay. Thanks for sharing.
Also, I really don't like Orange Is the New Black. I just want to say that as
wow,
well.
Wow, yeah. Okay.
Just going to throw that out there. Sorry.
Why? Can you justify that one to me? I love that show.
Actually, I don't know. It just doesn't... It's not that it's bad. I just don't find it that funny. And so, like, I feel really left out when everyone's talking about it. I'm like, oh.
So in terms of the world of prison-based pop culture, you're going Akon's Locked Up over the multi-awards winning Netflix serial Orange is the New Black. Really, this is what you're telling me.
And I told you he's cheating in this game.
I mean, it's nothing if not honest. Let's go with that.
I stand by my statements.
All right, wow. Big claim, big claim. All right, well, let's move on to the second hashtag. I love this one. This is hashtag make music cleaner. Make music cleaner. So an example here, this is one of my personal favorites. This is from Eric Bailey on Twitter. Eric Bailey at Nintendo_legend, if you're interested. He's put Q. What's the cleanest form of music, guys? What's the cleanest form of music? A soap opera. Yes, Eric. Yes. Yes.
Wow.
I respect your work, sir. I respect your hashtag work. A soap opera. The cleanest form of music. Because it's got soap in it, guys. It's got soap in it and opera, which is music.
Genius.
Do you get it? Yeah?
Genius.
Soap opera. Loving his work. Okay, Woody, let's come to you first this time. All right. Hashtag make music cleaner. What have you got for me?
Okay, there were some great ones, but this one I really loved. So this was from Free Blind My Six. I like washed butts and I cannot lie. That spoke to my soul.
Don't we all?
Actually, can I?
It's better than the alternative.
I have another one. Can I say this one? Oh. Sorry, because this one was very good. For the Panic fans out there, from Lana Hats and Phil. Nice Twitter handle. Cleaning is the most fun a girl can have without taking her shoes off.
Nice.
That's good.
That's good, right? So I like that. All right, Katie, can you beat it? Can you beat this hashtag?
Make music cleaner, please. So this one's from Danny O'Reilly 84. Okay. Thank you, Danny. are you ready?
I'm very ready.
This one, oh my God. We found Dove in a soulless place.
Yes! It's a double pun!
Yes!
It's a double pun.
Very good.
I'm delighted by that.
A double pun.
Wow. It's a rarity. It's a rarity double pun. Very, very well done, both of you guys. It's a tough one to call this week, guys. It's a tough one to call. I've got to respect your honesty, Woody. I've got to respect your honesty. Saying that Orange is the New Black, you're not a fan, but you will take Akon's Locked Up. I'm going to give you the win on that one. Ladies and gentlemen,
yes!
I believe that makes Woody the winner of episode 7 of the Pop Buzz Podcast. Congratulations, sir.
Can you please clap, Katie?
No.
Wow. God, you're such a sore loser.
I'm just being honest.
Such bitterness. Well, congratulations, Woody. Congratulations, you won there. Your prize this week will be a prison visit with Akon. Why not? Let's tour a local prison with Akon as the tour guide. He probably doesn't know his way around, but it'll be entertaining.
I look forward to that.
Entertaining. Katie, as punishment, I'm afraid you will be stuck in Heathrow baggage claim for the next week. You will be, I believe there's Wi-Fi. You'll be able to still work.
So I can still play Bastille, right?
Exactly. But I just want you to just slowly watch the one bag go around constantly.
Good grief.
Fun
so
times.
Mean.
What a way.
Oh,
he's firing out the puns.
Just get out with it.
And that is about it for episode 7 of the Pop Buzz Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. One more time, let's give it up for Joe and Casper. Weren't they great?
Yeah.
Weren't they fun?
Love those guys.
Thanks for being here, guys. Thanks for being here. We will see you next week. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes. You can check us out on Audioboom, on TuneIn, on SoundCloud, and of course on Mixcloud and the Pop Buzz website. So, say goodbye, Katie.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Say goodbye, Woody.
Bye, 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 bye.
And it's bye for me. We'll see you next week.
Yeah.
You're so bougie.
Very nice.
Oh. Scrambled eggs and mushrooms.
Bougie hat.